The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, it's time I've been waiting for since 4 o'clock. It's the Six Nations preview with thanks to Wolf Blass Wines. Here's to chasing greatness. It's a great pleasure to welcome from Virgin Media Six Nation coverage, Shane Jennings, and our regular go-to guy for the internationals, former Ireland head coach Eddie O'Sullivan. Of course, it's round three of the Six Nations this week. And let's take the matches in order. We won't spend long, Eddie, on France versus Scotland. The bookies go France by six. Hard to know which French team would turn up, but they do have home advantage. And Scotland were average enough. How do you call this one?
Yeah, I think France will win this one for a number of reasons. One, I think Scotland have a lot of injuries, so it's not a very strong Scottish team going to France. But the bigger problem for Scotland is France have been embarrassed in their recent opening against England, so they'll have to bring some sort of a reaction in front of the crowd at home. And when the Marseillais kicks off, it'll be blood in the walls. So I think, you know, I think Scotland would do very well to get a result out of there. I think France will get that result because they have to find some traction or they're going to get pounded at home once again.
Fair, straight call. How do you see it, Shane?
Very similar, to be fair. Yeah, I think, I hope I see a reaction from France, because I think when France are good in the Six Nations, it's always compelling. And they started so well for the first half against Wales and then fell apart. So I do hope that they kind of get it together. And that's a big hope, though, because they've been pretty up and down over the last number of weeks. But I just think even their team looks quite good. Intermac at 10 is obviously a massive test for a young man getting into that position. But I just think Scotland, with those injuries, won't have enough.
All right, let's go for what I think is the match of the entire series, the way it has unfolded, Eddie. At the Millennium Stadium, not sure the roof is on, the bookies are saying England by four. Home advantage to Wales, this is do or die. Looking at the England team, it looks pretty full strength. I find this difficult to call. How are you calling it?
Yeah, it's a difficult one to call because obviously it's in Cardiff. This is in Twickenham. You'd fancy England to do it. But Cardiff is an incredibly difficult place to get a result. Every team struggles there. England have a few injuries, though. Torje is out. He's an awful big loss from Marco Vinopola is out. Huge ball carrier. That takes a bit of the edge off the England pack. Now, Wales are on a bit of a mission. I think this is really their first test. It's hard to call where they are, but they always deliver at home in front of the home crowd, and they will believe if they win on Saturday against England, they'll win the Grand Slam. That'll be their own thinking, if we would disagree, but that's their own headset. And they are missing Lee Half, Finney at full-back, who's been a coach for them in terms of place-kicking as well. But I think on a balance, I'm sneaking feeling that Wales might get this one.
All right, fascinating. We know what a physical head of steam Gatland can build up at home. How are you calling this, Shane?
It's difficult. It's very difficult. I think Wales, their form hasn't been good. Whether it's a master plan from Gatland where he's waiting in the long grass for this game, it's kind of nice to have these plans, but very difficult to pull them off. I just think England are too good at the moment, and their record in Cardiff in recent years has been good. So they can go there and they can win. Yes, Wales always raise their game at home and they've beaten big teams there, but I just think England are too good at the moment, and I don't think Wales have had enough continuity in their performance, and their form hasn't been going well, that they can just click into gear, and I think England are going to win this, and the bookies have got it right.
Okay, and on which the Six Nations may or may not pivot, which gets us on to our own match on Sunday, Eddie. I was looking at the team selection, and I don't know, I remember there was a time with Mick O'Dwyer and Sean Boyle and they kept sticking with the same players. I mean, other than Cronin in at hooker, which I prefer him to best, I mean, I'm not over-enthusiastic about this team. There's no Larmer, there's no Henshaw. You know, what do you make of it?
Well, I think you've got to step back and look at the injury profiles at the moment, and the other side of this is that Ireland are very nervous at the moment. I think had we had two big performances in the first round of the championship, it's a game that he would roll the dice. You know, you might have seen a lot more changes. But I think he wanted Sexton and Murray on the field to steady the ship. They need a big performance in Italy to get everyone back on track. he's a bit compromised with injuries, though, because Carberry got injured this week. So that took that change off the table. Henshaw has a knock, Larmour has a knock, and Jack Cullen is a knock. So there are other guys as well, like Ringrose is not in the running, Addison is injured. So I think for that reason, his hands were a little bit tied, but he did roll the dice a bit in the pack. And I look at the pack and think, this is a pack that's going to run. And what we know against Italy is that if we can keep the ball alive and hold on to it, eventually Italy will crack. They're not a particularly good team. The average score against Italy over the last 3 years is 59 points. And I think it's more of the same on Saturday if we play to our potential. And that's the big test for Ireland. The test for Ireland Saturday is not Italy. It's between our ears.
And Shane, what do you make of the 15, first of all? I mean, like James Ryan, Ian Henderson on the bench. You'd be saying, well, I'd put those in before Delan and Roux. What do you think, you know, Eddie spoke about nerves and getting a result, obviously, and getting a good start. This the objective in mind is what in this match? And from that point of view, how is he looking at the team sheet?
Well, I think his hand was forced with a lot of injuries. He probably may have liked to, like you said, maybe put Larmour in and give him an opportunity. But the likes of the other names that you mentioned are all injured, so they didn't get it. So an opportunity for those guys who come in the second row. Quinn Roux did very well last week in the line-out, made it function very well. Sean Cronin has an opportunity. I think he's freshening up the likes of Best, and he's freshening up the likes of James Ryan, who probably hasn't had a break in a long time, but good impact bench in the second row. But again, to repeat what Eddie said, the game this weekend is for Ireland to get a bit of confidence back in the group and to try and execute a lot of the moves that they would have planned during the week. And yes, it'll be disruptive and it'll be awkward, but I think making sure that they have a good set piece that they can build on and they actually get a bit of confidence back amongst themselves, and when they're in their 22, to probably try and be a bit more accurate and a bit more evasion and things like this, rather than trying to bludgeon your way over against Italy. Because if you run into an Italian, 9 times out of 10, he's going to tackle you. But if you put a bit of evasion, if you put a bit of deception around the place, they may not be as comfortable. So I think if they do that, that would be a big improvement on last week or the week before, should I say. And then they'll come out of that with confidence going into the next week or the week after, where they'll have a lot of those injuries hopefully back. And then the selection headaches will really start. So it's an opportunity for these guys to put their hand up and make it difficult for the coaches going into the next game.
Notwithstanding Conor O'Shea, I'm hearing about this Italy breakthrough for donkey's years, Eddie. I mean, the bookies go for a 30-point spread, even though it's in Rome. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Italy are perennial wooden spoon people. This is, in some ways, a nothing match, surely.
Well, it's a nothing match in the sense that Ireland don't get any credit if they win it. It's a question of how much they win and buy, and they need to probably pass out with the bookies, they'll offer them with 30 points and get their mojo back, as Shane said. But yeah, Italy have been kind of drowning. There's been a lot of talk of them, you know, making a breakthrough. But if you look at the world rankings at the moment, the team that are trying to take over from them, Georgia, are ranked above them in the world rankings. So they can't make any case at the moment. Georgia have a stronger case than in the Six Nations, although there's no evidence that Georgia would be any better. But Italy are not in a good place, and they haven't won a Six Nations game since 2015. And there's no indication they're going to do it again this year. So this should be about us going out and putting them to the sword pretty early doors and getting a good hit out so we take some confidence back to Dublin for the French game.
And 30 more or less, would you say less or more? Which one would you go for there?
I go more on the history.
Would you?
Right. Yes, it's been okay. 59 points the last 3 years, so I think it's going to creep over 30 at least. And then less than this question marks, maybe, you know.
All right. Can I ask you, Shane, the same question, more or less than 30?
Yeah, and you would have thought more, to be perfectly honest.
Right.
Yeah, you would have thought, just based on recent form at Italy, and even though Sergio Parisse hangs around pulling and dragging out of every ruck and every scrum, he still has an impact on the place, and if they don't have him or there, I don't know who they'll turn to, and I don't know if we got ahead of steam and we got a few points up. Come 65 minutes, I think the flood doors could open.
Okay, one final question to both of you. I mean, I was at the All Blacks match and I never went out of a match so happy financially and emotionally and everything. And I've just got this flat sense of the Six Nations after the England match. I wasn't overimpressed against Scotland. Okay, the result was okay. Shane, I know you've got to hype it with the TV because, of course, it's all on Virgin Media. But is there a sense of flatness about it all this year?
There's a sense of flatness when you get beaten. no matter who you're playing, and especially when it's against England in the first game, that's going to always be hard. I think in the manner in which, unfortunately, we were beaten as well, it was just a disappointing day, so it's always going to be flat. I think the Scottish game was a good win. Scotland's a difficult place to go and perform. They're very difficult to go against, so I don't think it's flat. I think it's disappointing, yes, after the first game, but I think we have the opportunity now to get our second win and build momentum, and I think then you'll see a bit of the energy and a bit of the enthusiasm coming back.
Okay.
And hopefully that does happen.
Let me put it another way, Eddie, glass half full or half empty?
At the moment, it's half empty. If they get it right on the weekend, they get a big performance, it goes to half full straight away. I think the problem for Ireland this year is we were in rude health, as we all thought, coming into the new year. I think the defeat to England has done us a bit of psychological damage. It was not just the fact we lost to England, it was the nature of the defeat. We were well beaten. And we brought that nervousness to Scotland. And we were lucky in Edinburgh to get out of there with a result. We played better, but we still wouldn't have beat England the second week out. So we're on a journey again now to find our form. It's fixable, but we've got to use next weekend or next Sunday against Italy, France, and then put the icing on the cake in Cardiff if we get back our mojo.
Excellent analysis. My sincere thanks to former Ireland head coach Eddie O'Sullivan, and before that you heard Shane Jennings, of course, great flanker and a Blues guy of yesteryear, Virgin Media Six Nations coverage. He will be there with Ronan and all the rest of them throughout the weekend. My thanks to you both. Okay, well, that, as I told you earlier, we teamed up with Wolf Blass Wines with over 10,000 awards since its inception as a winemaker since 1966, and we've a good chance for you to win 750 Blue Book voucher. Simple question. A converted try. Is it A, worth 6 points, or B, worth 7 points? Text the word rugby. Your answer and name 53106. Get in quick and I'll call out the winner. And of course, as it's alcohol, enjoy it responsibly. Be drink aware.